In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to episode 75. Wow. 75 episodes in. Is that platinum, golden anniversary? I think it's platinum. I don't know. Anyway, welcome to episode 75 of the Living the Catholic, the Faith podcast. My name is Deacon Steve, and I remain a permanent deacon in the Diocese of Phoenix. Well, we are definitely into summer, at least in the Valley of the Sun, where we're starting to get into the reasonably high triple digits, you know, like 110, that kind of deal. Hot, to say the least. But as I survived the heat, I actually am one who liked the heat, but for those of us who struggle with the heat and survive it, we are also called to be grateful for what we do have. The fact that the sun gives us its warmth, that we are blessed to live in a world where we have food and water, especially in this country, because in other parts of the world, those things are not necessarily available. We have been rewarded by God with so many things in this country. You know, as we prepare to celebrate July 4th, it is particularly a time to think about what all the benefits and gifts are of being an American and living in this country, how rewarded we have been for, as a country, even those who live in poverty, which is not something I wish on anyone, are living compared to some countries in luxury where they have to walk 5 miles just to get water and don't have anything to eat and no place to go to get it. We are indeed a blessed people, and we are to celebrate this 13th Sunday of Ordinary Time as we prepare for Independence Day as well, to be grateful for God for all the gifts he has given us, to say thank you, Lord, for the gifts of being able to worship freely, to be able to have the liberty to pursue our faith and to live it in the world. Now, that doesn't mean that we will never be persecuted for our faith, but it does mean that we have the right to live it. So may we, my brothers and sisters, may we all live our Catholic faith truthfully, honestly, authentically, and not back down as we celebrate our country's birthday and our ability to practice our faith in the world, no matter what the cost. Our topic this week is rewards. Sometimes as human beings, we are honest to say that who doesn't like a reward? Whether we're given a reward for being honest and say, turning in money that we found, and they give us 10% of it as a reward, we say thank you. We get rewarded sometimes when we work hard and our boss says, you know, great job, here's a bonus or a stipend or something. And we enjoy that and say thank you. We enjoy the rewards that we get from living in our families and having people around us who love us and care for us and that we love and care about. There are many situations in our lives that we find rewarding. It could be doing a job that we love to do and doing it well. It could be taking some degree of pride and ownership in what we do and wanting to do the best we can, because truly, that's how we feel we're being rewarded and that we're giving back the gifts we've been given. We as a Catholic people, a Christian people, are called to see rewards for what they are. They are ultimately gifts from God. Now, you could say, wait a minute. If I get a raise from my boss, how is that a gift from God? Well, where did you get the ability to do well enough to earn that raise? I worked hard. I'm sure you did. But the gift to do the work, the call to do the work, that comes from God, not from us. So if you think about it, every so-called reward that we get on earth is ultimately from God. Now, rewards can be also non-monetary. They can be praise, someone praising us. And that can feel like a real reward. But yet some rewards, like praise, we need to be careful about. For we need not to let things, quote, go to our heads, unquote, and make us think that these rewards are about us. If I get up and do a good homily, and people say, hey, Deacon, nice homily, that wasn't about me. I am an instrument of God. You know, I do therapy for a living. If a client says, gee, that was a great session, thanks for helping me, I have to reflect back, that wasn't me. That was God working through me. We must be careful to, as we receive rewards, particularly praise, to remember where those abilities and gifts come from. They don't come from us. They come from God. So let us be a people that understands what rewards are. They are ultimately gifts from God. And may we be thankful to God for all the gifts he has given us on this earth. And the greatest gift that he offers us, God willing, at the end of our lives, which is the gift of eternal life. Breaking open the Word. Our gospel this week is for the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. It's from Matthew 37, chapter 10, 37 to 42. Jesus said to his apostles, whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A little girl whose name was Lily was playing in the park when she saw a lost dog. The dog was a small brown terrier, looked scared and confused. She knew she had to help the dog, so she went over and started talking to it in a soft voice. The dog began to calm down, and Lily was able to pet it. After a few minutes, Lily saw a woman walking toward her. The woman was looking for her dog, and she was happy to see Lily with it. She thanked Lily profusely for helping her find her dog and offered to give Lily a reward. Lily didn't want any reward, but the woman insisted. Please, the woman said, you've done me such a big favor. Let me give you something. So the woman gave Lily a small golden coin. Lily was so excited. She had never had a gold coin before. She thanked the woman again and ran home to show her parents. Lily's parents were very proud of her for helping her find the woman to find her dog. They told her that was very kind and helpful of her and that she deserved the reward. Lily was so happy to have made her parents proud. She put the gold coin in her piggy bank and decided to save it for something special. She knew that she would never forget the day she helped the lost dog. And she would cherish the reward of the gold coin as a reminder of her good deed. In our first reading from the book of 2 Kings, we hear that Elisha is visiting a woman. She gives him generosity, puts him up, and he basically asks God to give her a reward, and she is rewarded with a son. In our second reading from St. Paul to the Romans, we hear that we will live with Jesus, that we will live forever, the ultimate reward. And in the gospel, Jesus says that those who follow him will receive their reward. So what reward is Jesus talking about? Well, the ultimate reward, obviously, is heaven. However, there are other rewards on earth along the way. So do we see in these rewards, and do we follow Jesus, his rewards, or maybe others' rewards? Sometimes we see the rewards of Jesus as not so rewarding because it seems like we've got to follow the rules. That's often how the Catholic Church is perceived, by the way. We're a bunch of rule-bound people who just basically want to take the fun out of everything. We have no sense of humor, supposedly. We don't enjoy our lives. And all we're doing here on earth is making ourselves miserable so we think we can get to heaven that way. Blatantly untrue. However, that is sometimes the belief of what our faith is and how we receive the rewards of Jesus. We see following Jesus in the church as dealing with a bunch of no's. I can't do this. No. I can't do this. No. Well, I want to do this, but I can't do that either. No. And we see our faith in the rewards of Christ as just one great series of you can't do this and you can't do that. And we see the rewards of following Christ often through the lens of guilt and shame. We make mistakes, we feel guilty. We don't live our faith accordingly, we feel guilty. We don't live up to the expectations we think God has of us, we feel ashamed of ourselves. And we begin to actually potentially hate ourselves for not living up to what we believe God is calling us to live up to. The rewards that Christ calls us to on earth is to live a life of joy. Joy starts with living a life of gratitude, of starting each day in our lives saying, thank you, Lord, for these gifts, for the fact that I woke up today, for the fact that I have someone call my wife in bed with me today, and the fact that I am blessed to have a child and to have a great job and to be in fairly good health, certainly not excruciating pain. Thank you, Lord. And to be grateful in joy for all the gifts God has given us. It means being willing to work toward holiness, which really is about emptying ourselves. It's about letting go of our agenda. It's about understanding our sinfulness and being willing to ask God to help us grow in being a holy and loving person. It means living our lives in service to Christ and others, not simply for our own benefit. It means surrendering our will to the will of God. And finally, a reward that we receive from following Jesus on earth is hope. Jesus brings us hope. Hope that this life is not the end. Hope that our sins will not destroy us. Hope that there is a life eternal that by God's grace we can live in and go to at the hour of our death. My brothers and sisters, there are many rewards. The world has its rewards, and Jesus offers his. The world offers us power and prestige and, you know, accomplishments and wealth and success. But Jesus offers us something more important. True joy, holiness of life, and living a life of hope. May we turn to the Lord. May we thank the Lord for all his gifts. And may we be his holy servants so that we can obtain by his grace the ultimate joy to live with him in the kingdom of heaven. Well, we've come to the end of episode 75 of Living the Catholic Faith. Now, episode 76 is going to be a while from now. The wife and I are leaving on vacation a couple days after the 4th, and we'll not be back till the end of July. So the next episode will be, I believe, Saturday, August 5th, if that's correct. That first Saturday in August is when the next episode 76 will be. I would appreciate if you would pray for us to have a great vacation filled with safe travel, beautiful weather as we go to hopefully sunny California, and a time of relaxation, renewal, growing closer together, and really, for me, spending this time also growing closer to the Lord. I really would appreciate your prayers. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for all the rewards that you give us, all the gifts that we have been rewarded with. Help us to appreciate those gifts always and to know that they are just that, gifts from you that we are called to live. And now let us pray the prayer of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own. You've given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. And now, my brothers and sisters, please bow your heads to receive God's blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his face upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace. And may Almighty God bless you all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace, my brothers and sisters, to be a people of holiness, to live the journey of our faith, to truly be Catholic, as we continue our journey together in living the Catholic faith.